Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 28th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Again, we have a beautiful, beautiful spring-like day here in rural Lancaster County where we live. I still have a little bit of a raspiness in my voice, but I feel better, and thus we are going to share the message together today. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and that's because we want to encourage and challenge our readers and podcast listeners with each message we share. Today's message is titled, Foxes Have Holes. Brooksine will read the scripture text from Matthew 8, 19 and 20, and Philippians 2, verse 7.
Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. But he gave up his place with God and made himself nothing. He was born to be a man and became like a servant.
Saturday afternoon, Brooksine and I were walking on the old tractor trail we often share about, which is a well-worn path between two rows of trees. In fact, it's actually still on the record as a publicly maintained road, although it isn't now. However, on this walk, I chose to walk on the freshly harvested field side while Brooksine walked on the trail. We were separated by about 20 feet with some trees between us. She prefers level ground due to the lack of dexterity in her left ankle that she broke just about 2 years ago. As we walked along, we continued to talk, but due to the dense foliage, we couldn't really see each other. I heard her let out a loud shriek and immediately wondered if she had stumbled over some of the strewn limbs or small rocks on the path. Stara and I have become overly protective, perhaps, since her fall, and we often worry about her falling again. And Brooksine thinks we are overprotective, but that's the way it is. Well, I ran through the trees to investigate, and she excitedly told me she had seen a fox pup go into the hole that we actually have pictured on her site today. And by the way, we also have that trail pictured, and I believe just about the point we found the fox hole. Well, when she first spotted the animal, she thought it was a cat, but soon realized it was more than a cat. I tried to throw some rocks into the hole, hoping to stir the pup up or out for a view, but to no avail. Well, yesterday I walked over myself to take the photo of the hole. As I approached it, I heard a loud barking sound from the field and looked to see an adult fox running away. I assumed she was the mother who was threatened by my presence, since perhaps the pups were in the hole. We're going to have to keep an eye on this, and perhaps we'll have some photos to share. When I saw the hole, I immediately called to mind the daily verse. I don't recall ever specifically trying to memorize it, but it just came out, perhaps because it's a rather unusual verse. I returned home and saw Astaire's friend Jenny, who was visiting. I told them about my story of seeing the fox, and Jenny immediately quoted the verse she had memorized from Bible quizzing days, a testament to the power of learning God's Word.
Well, Jesus used the illustration to reinforce the seriousness and the cost of discipleship. A scribe had come to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Well, our Lord tests the sincerity of the scribe's loyalty by warning him that he was so poor that beasts of the fields and birds of the air have nicer accommodations than he himself had. And I quote the scripture again, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Well, if the popular leader fared so badly, what was the follower to expect? How great was the humiliation of our Lord and King. He had no royal palace, no silken canopy. He who created the universe and provides for the needs of humankind had no family looking for him at the end of the day, with a warm meal sitting on the dining room table, no memory foam pillow or select comfort mattress to comfortably lay at bedtime.
Jesus' statement reveals his poverty from an earthly viewpoint, and yet 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9 has this wonderful verse, "We, through his poverty, are made rich." We're not told if the scribe chose to follow Jesus after this outright disclosure, but the strong implication is that he did not. Perhaps like the rich young ruler, he found the conditions too rigorous Nothing warm and fuzzy about Jesus' living conditions. No bonus provided or awards banquet guaranteed if the scribe converted a certain number of souls to the kingdom. No pension fund thrown into the offer. We who follow Jesus must do so without ulterior motive. The riches, recognition, and comforts in this life God never promised. In fact, we must be willing to die to selfish ambition and vain conceits if we are to follow Christ in the humility which pleases Him. Are we willing to do so today?
Let's pray. Father, you have given us the greatest example of a humble spirit in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ, who had nowhere to lay his head. He went to where the needs were, rather than the place where comforts awaited him. This is most especially expressed when he gave up his position in heaven, where Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with you something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. He was made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. From the heights of the heavens to the depths of the earth, we submit our will and our attitudes to your conformity for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And you may have noted, if you're a regular Bible reader, a great portion of that prayer was taken directly from a tremendous passage in Philippians chapter 2. We have a link to that today, the inspiration for her prayer. But we do have a number of additional resources on the site today. I do have a photo of both the trail and the foxhole, as well as a fox, but I didn't take a picture of the fox. I've never managed, although we've periodically seen fox both in our drives and of course in our walks lately. But in fact, last night we went over again and Brooksine saw the fox pup dart out in front of her. But they're very fast. We do have some music we suggest today, and I suppose I would call the feature song is a Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir number that says, "Lead Me, Lord, I Will Follow." It's an outstanding song, and it blesses us both so. And once Brooksine directed the music with this as a theme song, and it's been a special blessing to us ever since. And we also have a number of other songs. Let me just call attention to one more, an old Ira Stemfield song called "Follow Me," but sung by Kelly Willer, that I guess would be contemporary to us, whether we're still contemporary or not. I imagine she's similar in age to where we are right now, and you may want to listen to that as well. Well, thank you for joining us, and it's good to feel like sharing in the podcast again the last couple of days. I've basically introduced it and perhaps said a few words at the ending, but I am feeling better. That urge to cough is diminishing, it seems, so may God give us all strength to faithfully follow Him and to realize the cost of true discipleship. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we post all the material that I alluded to here. And this is the message we have prepared for Wednesday, April 28th, 2010.